City Council approved the second and final reading of an ordinance placing the issue on the ballot. If it passes, city residents would pay a 1% income tax, while non-residents who work in Ypsilanti would pay half that rate. The income tax burden would fall on city residents to the tune of about 44%, while folks who live elsewhere but work in Ypsilanti would carry 49% of the burden. Businesses would shoulder 7% of that burden. 22 cities in Michigan currently have an income tax in place. City Council also approved an amended 5-year financial plan that would effectively cut the amount residents would pay toward a Water Street debt retirement millage in half. The city will pay half the millage from its fund balance or surplus during the 5 years of the plan. In the 6th year, the millage would basically double to its original rate, but the city's street paving millage would be reduced by a similar amount. The Water Street debt retirement millage will also be decided on May 8th. The city of Ypsilanti is asking voters for help in finding money to preserve key city services in the face of reductions in state funding and a stagnant property tax base. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.